It's Thursday, the 18th of April, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Speaking at the Namibia Local Content Conference that is underway in Lüderitz, Dr. Lea Kihangala said Namibian-owned companies, in order to efficiently facilitate local development in the oil and gas sector, should not be used as conduits. Hangala also outlined the government's role in the process.
The role of government is, number one, to come up and adopt clear local content policy. But this policy must move to legislation. They must become laws to also ensure that operators deliver annual plans for implementation of those policies by themselves. Most of the problem in Namibia in our society do lost in administration and implementation. It's important for government to put up administrative bodies that are efficient and that deliver timely.
The conference is addressing ways to ensure that Namibia's oil and gas discoveries benefit Namibians, and today's focus was on identifying opportunities to maximize these benefits. Association of Service Providers of the Angolan Oil and Gas Industries, Luis Lago de Carvalho.
I see a lot of people complaining about the infrastructure, but let me tell you, you've got a lot more infrastructure than a lot of countries, including ours, which we've been in the oil and gas business for many years. Your actual standard curriculum is very good. When you talk about having skills, I think you already have a very good basis. You have immediately one thing, you already speak English. So that makes a big difference in the oil and gas business. What I think you need is just to adapt what you have, most of what you have, to the standards required. So I think Namibia is in a very good position. And there's one point I've been raising, you have a very small population for the amount of money that's coming in. So if it's well managed, you can do a lot.
In Regional Election Watch, more than 17,000 police officers will be deployed to high-risk voting stations in KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa, at a cost of 40 million rand. The province will host the highest number of voting stations, 4,974, among the over 23,000 for the May 29 election. There are about 173 high-risk voting stations in KwaZulu-Natal. And the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East says a political process alone will not guarantee sustainable peace in Gaza. The agency's head, Philip Lazzarini, told the UN Security Council they are being denied permission to deliver aid and save lives.
6 months of relentless bombardment and a merciless siege have transformed Gaza beyond recognition. Homes, schools, and hospitals have been reduced to rubble under which countless bodies lie. Across Gaza, a man-made famine is tightening its grip.
Plans are meanwhile underway for the UN Security Council to vote on recognizing Palestine as a UN state.
The admissions committee met twice and at both occasions were unable to reach a unanimous decision. Now Algeria, on behalf of the Arab group, has submitted a draft resolution that will be put to a vote on Thursday. The Palestinians currently hold non-member observer status at the United Nations, but would need approval from the Security Council to become a full member. But the United States, which holds a veto vote in the Security Council, has indicated it'll potentially block it, saying establishing an independent Palestinian state should happen through direct negotiations between the parties and not at the UN. Jody Jacobs, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.